Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As we prepare for the start of the second half of the 2021 legislative session, religious freedom will be front and center. The question is, will it still be front and center when the legislature adjourns in May? Currently, there are 7 bills dealing with religious freedom in one form or another. 6 are good, 1 is bad. Will all 6 survive? Will the bad one die? At this point, it's anyone's guess. The flagship bill, Senate Bill 215, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, passed out of the Senate by a whisker-thin one-vote margin. That bill would require a government entity that takes an action that substantially burdens the free exercise of religion to prove in court that the action was not arbitrary, but rather had a compelling government interest and achieve that interest using the least restrictive means possible. It sounds logical. If government is going to substantially burden a constitutionally guaranteed right, then the standard of legal review should be the strictest possible. Other bills implicating religious freedom include Senate Bill 172, the Religion is Essential Act, which would ban the practice during time of emergency of allowing grocery stores, hardware stores, and liquor stores to remain open while churches are forced to close. This happened across Montana during the COVID lockdown. Senate Bill 162 would no longer allow the Commissioner of Political Practices to force churches to register as political committees for preaching on ballot issues of importance to churches. This came as a result of the Canyon Ferry Road Baptist Church case when the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ordered Montana to pay $250,000 to the church in compensation for what it deemed a case of petty bureaucratic harassment. House Bill 218 would stop Montana colleges and universities from enforcing campus speech policies that limit religious free speech. And a similar bill, House Bill 349, would stop universities from interfering with religious freedom of association. This resulted when the University of Montana told the Christian Legal Society they could no longer ask their officers to sign a statement of faith. Senate Bill 149 would stop the State Insurance Commission from interfering with Christian healthcare sharing ministries. All of these bills are good and would strengthen religious liberties. The bad bill is Senate Bill 312, which would remove the religious exemption and allow government to dictate treatment protocols for Christian youth treatment facilities. Clearly, religious liberties are under attack, not just at the federal level, but right here in Montana. That said, our greatest concern at this point is the lack of involvement by the churches. Last session, a woman went to her pastor and asked him to encourage his congregants to speak up in favor of a bill. His response was, "We don't need to. We have the Montana Family Foundation for that." It's hard when we walk into a hearing and it's just us and the Montana Catholic Conference against dozens of left-leaning pastors and organizations who argue against religious freedom. At this point in our history, the fact that the free exercise of religion is embedded in our Constitution is no guarantee that it will continue to be upheld. If you'd like to get involved, please visit the bill tracker on our website at montanafamily.org, then call our office at 628-1141. Our goal is to see all of these important bills signed into law. Won't you please help? For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.